In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Church of Christ is like a tree that God planted in the world. From the smallest of seeds, it became the noblest of trees and filled the earth. We are like the birds of the air who make their home in him. In the first reading of Ezekiel, Ezekiel spoke about the better days that were to come for the chosen people, when Yahweh would take back his people once more and dwell in the midst forever. Today's extract is messianic. It's a prophecy in which God says that he will raise up a descendant, a sprig from the lofty seed of David, who will yet be the glory of Israel. And as we read in the Gospel, he is able to sow seed, the smallest of the seed, which is that of the mustard seed. He chose to sow the word in Our Lady, and from there germinated a new generation of life to all mankind. In the first reading of Ezekiel, every kind of bird will live beneath it, every winged creature rest in the shade of its branches, and every tree of the field will learn that I, the Lord, am the one who stuns tall trees and makes the low ones grow, who withers green trees and makes the withered green. God is able to make what is barren fertile, what is a virgin fertile. The Immaculate Conception came because God is able to do these things. Once he has sown the seed of his Son in the womb of Mary, life then came to us all. We find that St. Jerome also talks about Christ has united in his church all the birds of those who have strength enough to raise themselves above earthly things. The chosen people of Israel, that chosen people is now his church. And the church is the mother of the holy people of God. The first church is a woman, Mary, who is pregnant with the head of the church. The church is a woman, and all of you women are the image and figure of the church and of our mother, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary's spouse is, because she is the spouse of Christ, her spouse is said by many fathers of the church, Christ. Mary was much more important than the apostles. Yet Mary was not a priest, fulfilling your role as a woman, not competing with man but complementing his role, is more fruitful and childbearing than taking what does not belong to you. The fruit of your work is the maturing, the nourishing, the helping of young men and boys to be brothers. The fathers are to help women by providing, to stabilise, to protect and care for the mothers of their children, to provide for women the protection and stability they so greatly need to ensure they are able to glorify God without impediments in their relationships with God. Man cannot survive without woman, as between them they generate new life, and marriage builds up the Church of Christ. Without this exclusive relationship of marriage between man and woman, the human race will not survive to give glory to God. No substitute will do. Only the real thing will do, and this fulfillment of gender comes only when man and woman complement each other in the institute of marriage. For without marriage there is no love, as God knows it, but instead a makeshift romance of sadness and sorrow, an isolation that worsens and leads to despair. Marriage is for a man and a woman and is fruitful from the womb and the love they share with God and fellow human beings. Same-sex relationships is no substitute for marriage simply because there is no life generated from the womb of the partner. If same-sex partners choose each other, then God, Christ, does not exist in the relationship. But remember, Christ has united in his church all the birds who have strength enough to raise themselves from earthly things. So we pray for those who are contemplating and propagating this same-sex relationships simply because there is no fruit in that. It does require a lot of prayer, and we ourselves are at fault for not realising that fallen man needs to lift himself. Through our prayers, through our sacrifices, we're able to make reparation, and once that has been effected, we'll come back again to God to live in that tree, which is the result of the planting of the mustard seed. Let us always have recourse to our Blessed Mother, because she is the cause of life for us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.